Josh.
Yes. It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 25th, goes to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Okay, Dan Patrick is the Lieutenant Governor in Texas. Now, if you are exhausting yourself by watching all this nonstop coverage of coronavirus like I am, then yesterday you saw Celebrity in Chief Donald J. Trump say he wants to have the country back open by Easter. I can't be mad at him for providing hope and optimism to the country. It does make people feel better to know that an end date is possibly in sight. But if that's not the real end date, what's the point? Okay, no need to just get back to our everyday normal routines if our health is still at risk. We can't compromise the lives of people for cash. Or can we? This country clearly favors economy over empathy. It's cash over compassion. America has a bottom line, and that bottom line is the almighty dollar. The hell with the humans that spend those almighty dollars. We can always have more of those. What Trump is doing is encouraging Americans to ignore doctors and scientists, ignore the medical experts who are saying, no, we can't just go back to business as usual because we haven't handled the real business, which is flattening the curve. But Trump don't care because he got an election to win. And his crown jewel, his main feather in his cap, his main infinity stone and his infinity gauntlet was a booming economy. All right. People were willing to put up with all Trump's racist rhetoric, his bigotry, his misogynistic ways, as long as they were getting paid, as long as they had a job, and as long as money was in their pocket. They could care less. And Trump is hoping you will turn a blind eye again. Yeah, he wants you to turn a blind eye to the people who are sick. He wants you to turn a blind eye to the people who are dying. Okay, he wants to get these dollars circulating again in this economy. And maybe the dollars circulating again will cause you to not notice the fact that the world is literally dying all around you. Well, sadly, Donald Trump's brand of BS is clearly more contagious than the coronavirus, because Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was on Tucker Carlson last night and he echoed Donald Trump's sentiments. In fact, he said that the elderly amongst us need to be willing to risk their lives, risk catching coronavirus, all for the sake of saving the economy. You can't make this kind of stuff up. Let's go to Fox News and Tucker Carlson for the report, please.
No one reached out to me and said, as a senior citizen, are you willing to take a chance on your survival in exchange for keeping the America that all America loves for your children and grandchildren? And if that's the exchange, I'm all in. I just think there are lots of grandparents out there in this country, like me, I have six grandchildren, that what we all care about and what we love more than anything are those children. I don't want the whole country to be sacrificed. We're having an economic collapse. I'm also a small businessman. I understand it. My message is that let's get back to work. Let's get back to living. Let's be smart about it. And those of us who are 70 plus, we'll take care of ourselves, but don't sacrifice the country.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said, those of us who are 70 plus will take care of ourselves. Don't sacrifice the country. Don't do that. Don't ruin this great American dream. You don't want the elderly to sacrifice the country, but you have no problem with the elderly sacrificing their health or the elderly sacrificing their lives for this country's economy. Dan Patrick, that's not an American dream. That's an American nightmare. You want me to get sick and possibly die to save the economy of a country that don't give a damn about me? Okay, some of these elders have to be saying to themselves, you want me to sacrifice my health and my life because a president I didn't vote for cares more about his ego and not looking bad in the eyes of the world because he tanked the economy because of his slow response to the coronavirus? I'm supposed to die for that? America is indeed a business. So the fact that our president, who has went bankrupt six times because of over leveraged hotel and casino businesses, the fact that he's ruined the economy shouldn't come as no surprise. And if you don't want to die for that foolishness, I understand. Who would? Look, I got an easy solution for all of this. Okay. Donald Trump is 73. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is 69. Both of them are grandfathers. They're elderly. They're senior citizens. If they feel so strongly about the old amongst us dying in order to save the economy, fine. Just make sure y'all go first. Okay. Since you guys are leaders and feel so strongly about this, then die. Lead by example and take all the old white men in government who feel the same way as y'all do with y'all. Okay, all the old white Trump supporters, you want to make America great again? Here's your chance. Sacrifice yourselves for the good of the country. Okay, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said, we can't lose our whole country. We're having an economic collapse and he's willing to risk dying to save it. Okay, bye. All right, what are y'all waiting on? Show us how serious it is, okay? When your economy starts to collapse, then y'all collapse right along with it. It's only right. This is your bright idea, Donald Trump. So, you know, you already got guys like Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick ready to listen to you. So encourage the rest of your old base to go back out into the world on Easter and die, potentially. Don't encourage my grandma, grandpa, daddy, and mama to die. You go. Take the lead. A true leader will never ask you to do something that he wouldn't be willing to do himself. So, Dan, if you're really about that cock eye you kicking, then die. If you're not ready to do that, then shut the F up forever and let the experts do their job so we can find ways to flatten this curve and then fix this economy. Please let Chelsea Handler give Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much, Dan Mayonnaise.
Hi, Charlemagne. Thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, indeed. Always remember, man, a real leader will never ask his followers to do something that he's not willing to do himself. And if he's not willing to do it, then he's not a real leader.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.